Welcome back to Farm Talk from the KMOT Ag Expo. I'm Mick Kerr. He is Tommy Grisoffi of Advanced Trading. Hello again, Tommy.
Hi, Mick. Good to be here in beautiful Fargo.
Yeah.
We're above freezing today.
Yeah.
I'm going to teach you a little about weather here.
All right. Good deal. We need a little schooling on that and schooling on the markets. Holy mackerel. This is, we had a good day going, and then we kind of lost ground at the end.
It was pretty wild day. There's some things going on in the outside markets. Crude oil, again, was up a dollar a day, and it's now down 50 cents. Stock markets all over the place, record highs to selling off. You know, Mick, if the Dow Jones broke 10%, it would be 2,600 points. So, you know, a few years ago, the Dow Jones wasn't even worth 2,600 20 years ago. So that'd just be a 10% correction. There's a lot of money swishing around. It felt like right out of the gate this morning, were they a big buyer of corn, wheat, and beans. Wheat was the first one to go. Corn said, heck with this. If wheat can go from up 7 to down 2, we might as well go lower. And then beans just held their ground, and they were up 7. Then a weather report came out late in the day, and it's a little above some people's pay grade, but a large block trade happened at the CME Group. That's where one private company gets together with another private company, and they agree to do a huge trade at a lower price. And so between the weather and that block trade, that really sold the beans off from up 10 to down 5. But they recovered, and you know, volatility is good. A lot of farmers were optimistic walking around here today at the KMOT Ag Expo. A lot of optimists. You know, you and I have sat here a few years ago, and I feel like guys have a little bit more bounce in their step. The dollar's weak. You know, that's great for the North Dakota farmer. We're mostly an export market. Talked to a friend in the edible bean business, and he was getting excited because they need that weak dollar to sell those beans all over the world. A weak dollar is a wonderful thing for the North Dakota farmer and all farmers, of course, for our friends listening not in this state. So I'm optimistic. And with that, I have to tell you, Mick, and your listeners, we're not running out of grain. We're not running out of corn, wheat, beans. We're just taking a little break and giving guys a chance to sell some bushels into a carry. And the futures markets have rallied, but what's more impressive up here is that the cash markets have rallied. The difference between the futures in the cash, that's your basis, that's been impressive. So we're seeing opportunities for multiple years. And you know, up here guys probably mostly complain about basis, not price. Price goes up and down, but once you lose that bid at your local elevator and it widens out, there's really nothing you can do. So
but we can't seem to get corn going above 357. That's just will that happen this year, do you think?
It will. Like we always tell our customers, market's going to bounce. It's from where? We don't know.
Yeah.
This year could be really interesting. With the weak dollar, crude oil at multi-year highs, copper at multi-year highs, cotton's firing up. Cotton prices are moving up. Oh, the whole energy sector's been good. Money's looking for a home. And 2018's not going to be anything like 17. I don't know how it's going to end, but that low volatility we had in so many markets last year, stock market record highs and volatility at record lows, that's not normal. So whatever normal is, I think we're going to be outside of normal this year in all markets. And the other day I noticed oats were up 10, and then today oats were down 17 cents.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't take much money to push these grains around, but when you talk about having a carry of 2.4 billion, 2.5 billion bushels of corn, think about how many million bushel corn piles there are. You know, every billion bushels is 999, 1 million bushel piles. Well, we got 2,500 of those.
Yeah.
So that's when harvest starts, that
right.
We still had that much grain left over. So, but our friends in the hog industry in Iowa and other states, that we're using corn. Corn's not... Lord help us if China starts buying our corn to do things with it over there, or if we start exporting a lot of ethanol, things could get better. But in the meantime, I just ask growers to be defensive. You know, defense wins championships, and in the Vikings case, well, we don't know what wins.
Yeah, so. I don't know what happened there. But
embarrassing.
Hey, Vikings didn't show up, but you did. Tommy Grisoffi, Advanced Trading. How do guys get a hold of you?
Give me a call. I'm on Twitter. You can call me at 1-800-664-4383.
Gotcha. Thank you very much for the analysis. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
You bet.